Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were taught regardless of how well off somebody may appear to be in this world, we need to look at how it will be in eternity. Let's continue with that thought today. One should ask the prodigal about it. He's accepted back, but he'll work for the elder brother. He perhaps mocked in his mind the old-fashioned ways and the hard work and said, I'm going to have a fun time. Do you remember that story? And he does come home and is ashamed before his father when he comes home. He's been in the pigsty of sin. But when he come home, the elder brother was the first upset. He wasn't going to go in. He says, look what you've done for this guy. He's spent all your living that you've given to him on riotous living and immorality and drinking and everything else. And now you give him a robe, you give him a ring, you give shoes on his feet. And you kill for him the fatted calf. You didn't do that for me. Gave him a big feast and party. You didn't do that for me. And the father says, yes, but all that I have is thine. See, he's got a ring. I opened that box and gave him a ring out of that jewelry box, but you've got the entire box is yours. Yeah, I killed a fatted calf for him, but don't forget, all the calves out there are yours. Yes, I took a robe out of the closet and gave it to him, but remember, all the robes in that closet are yours. Yeah, I put shoes on his feet, but remember, all the rest of the shoes in the closet are yours. And guess what? And I just like to think of this. He's accepted back into his father's house. But the next morning when he gets up, he's got to go out there and get behind the plow, behind that ox pulling the plow. And my friend, that's not a fun thing, and it doesn't smell good either. Okay. So I can imagine that older brother, and this my mind sometimes gets a little crazy, but I can just imagine an older brother watching as that young brother's having to do all this work and saying, hey, is that a Ferrari you're behind? Maybe it's even better than that. And starts naming off all these great cars and all that. And he's having fun. I don't think he did that, but boy, that would be like the difference. See, some are saved so as by fire, but others have all the reward because they remain true. Don't get so down on the elder brother. It's hard, and you found this in your own life, that when you as a Christian, you're trying to do right, and other Christians that name the name of Christ are doing so wrong, and in the world doing everything wrong, you feel like, what's the use? Oh, it's a great use. It was a great use for the elder son, and it can be a great use for you as well. Oh, I hope that you'll follow that and do what is right in your own personal life, because God has a will for you, and he will work in you. And he will work through you. So let God have his will. Let God have his way in your life. Don't be like the prodigal and for a moment of fun lose eternal reward, ashamed at his appearing. Quit listening to the flesh speak to your feelings. Get in touch with God through his word on the inner man. Allow him to speak to your heart. Looking back retrospectively, we have the reason within to see the utter foolishness of selfishness in this life, that looks to the flesh and finds at the end of life it was not actually satisfied. It wasn't fully satisfied at all. It was empty, just like the prodigal. And just like all other times in history, these people end up broken and ruined. Don't forget, the Lord will chasten his own. He will chasten his own. So my friend, be ready. The Lord will chasten you. You get away from him. Now it seems like there are unsaved people out there, boy, just everything going, and they even die old age, 100 years old maybe, and doing well and rich and everything taken care of, but they die and go to hell because they never received Christ as Savior. But when you're God's children, he whips you, he spanks you, that you might gain reward, that you might, in heaven, having had the chastening of God and the scourging of the Lord upon you, it turned your life around, and you got right with him. Now, the thing is, the Lord doesn't enjoy scourging. He doesn't enjoy flogging you with a whip. That's what the word scourge means. He doesn't enjoy chastening you. But that's what he does because he loves you if you continue in unrighteousness. You continue in that sin that's in your life right now. Oh, my friend, ask God to forgive you and give you the victory. If there's anything you need to make right with someone, make it right. So again, looking back retrospectively, have the reason within to see the utter foolishness of selfishness in this life that looks to the flesh and finds at the end of life it did not really satisfy. It was empty. Just like all other times in history, those people end up broken and ruined. You say, well, didn't you just say that? Yes. I repeated it for emphasis. No one bemoans her. She was intimidating and hard. But now she is empty and without help. 1 second after death, Nineveh is removed from the sight of man. I mean, for over 2,000 years, nearly 2,500 years. Ours should, by reason, learn from this to look through the eyes of Scripture with eternity in our mindset, in our heart, looking through holy eyes of faith, looking to lay up treasure in heaven. Be as those few names in Sardis, where we read in Revelation 3, verses 4 and 5, thou hast a few names. Even in Sardis. I mean, Sardis, boy, they got so way out there, that church was messed up. Most of that church had turned to the world. But he says, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Now, if the Lord says that some of the saved that did not defile their garments, those that say that walked with God, didn't go with the world, shall walk with me in white, I believe that he's telling us something there. I believe he's telling us there's some saved so as by fire, that they're robes, although greater than anything that's been on earth, will not be the quality. It will be less, and there will be an ashamedness for that. He says, they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy, these people who had not defiled themselves, had not defiled their garment. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed with white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. The church had an overwhelming majority turn to the culture. Or you might say, the contemporary. But no other way for these people that are now in heaven that are saved so as by fire to get something. Now, let me just kind of stop here for a moment. Don't forget. As he has said this, and he's made this point here for us, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. There are some in the church that are not saved. I will confess the life of those, their name before the Father and before his angels, but not these that are not saved, because they won't be there. You see, I believe that your name is already on the book of life when you're born into this world. It's not blot out till you die without Jesus Christ. My friend, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? If you live for him, you will be opposed in this life. We've said it already a couple times on just this little part that we're in, 2 Timothy 3:12 and 13. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But what do we find out about that? Evil men, seducers, shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But that will show if our love is indeed and in truth, or if it's only in word and tongue. See, a lot of times people won't do things, they won't stand for the Lord because they fear. But let me share with you the words of Jesus Christ himself when he was on earth, when he said this, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And of course, that all depends on your relationship with Jesus Christ our Lord. He will destroy body and soul in hell. So why fear the world? Let him be your Savior. Let him be your Lord. Let him be your desire. The final epithet on Nineveh is laid waste. Is laid waste. Could that be said on your life? Does nothing for the Lord? Is it laid waste? As a saved person, you won't be in hell. You won't be there where no one remembers you anymore. But you don't want to be saved so as by fire. That shame is terrible. Nineveh has no comforter.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm